Hi, my name is Nan Crawford, and I am on a mission to create a world where women and girls know their power. My work in the world is coaching bold women leaders to step onto a bigger stage. Sometimes that's literally a stage in front of hundreds or thousands, or even a vital audience of one. And sometimes it's what's the next stage of our work in the world, and how do we want to connect our passion and our purpose while we're here on the planet? And I'm delighted to be here for this power practice with emerging women and thank everyone who's listening in. One of the most powerful avenues we have is the power of our voice, the power to speak our truth. And as we grow in our role as leaders more and more, we have opportunities and responsibility to show up and speak out. And sometimes those opportunities feel compelling, and sometimes they feel daunting. In my work with amazing women in the world, I have so often connected with my clients and my colleagues on a conversation about we want to make a difference, to have an impact. To increase our influence, we want to authentically connect. And yet, when the stakes are high, so is the energy required to meet that challenge. So, one of the key questions that my clients often ask me is, how do I walk on stage with confidence and genuinely inspire and influence my audience? So, that's what I want to talk to you all today about. I want to give you a primary power practice to help you do just that. And I want to start by looking at any presentation we have or any conversation, any high stakes, high impact conversation that we have really involves two domains. And so I want to speak about the two domains of that, and then I want to give you a practice to address one of the primary challenges. So any presentation, any high stakes presentation or high impact conversation involves two sides of the same coin. Any high stakes conversation or high impact conversation involves two main realms. Number one, the internal factors of strategy. Number two, the external factors of delivery. So I'm going to frame up strategy first. The strategy for stepping on to a bigger stage is made up of three key questions. Who, what, and how? The first question of strategy is who is your audience? What do they need in terms of content? And how do you prepare so you deliver in a way that's authentic, confident, and effective? And a main focus of that last part is how do I handle nerves? Or, as a client recently said to me in a high-pitched voice, how do I not freak out? So, I want to give you tools to help you conquer that voice forever. Some people call it stage fright, conquer stage fright forever, even if it's a conversation and you're not walking on a stage, that we have that energy that can feel jagged. We have this anxious energy, this ricochet, and people often are coming to me saying, "How do I keep from feeling so nervous?" In a word, focus. I'm going to invite you to shift your focus. So, this is the primary power practice for stepping up and speaking out, is to shift our energy from the nervous, jagged place that is connected to the fear of failure, and shift our focus from fear of failure to the desire to make a difference. Shift your focus from fear of judgment into your desire to be generous. Shift your focus from your fear of rejection to your desire to connect. From fear of forgetting what you're going to say or fear of losing your place to your desire to guide the audience to a place of discovery, to a desire to be of service. And if we deeply explore the questions of strategy, who is my audience? What do they need? And we focus our attention on our desire to make a difference for them. It will help us connect in a way that is authentic, confident, and effective. The other side of the coin of presenting is delivery. And in terms of delivery, as you rehearse your presentation or as you prepare for a high-impact conversation, you want to ask a number of different questions. How will I walk into the room, onto the stage? Where do I land or where do I position myself? Even if I'm sitting around a table, what position will my body take? What stance, what posture will I hold? And even if I'm on a panel and they've provided a chair for me, or I'm going into someone's office and it's unfamiliar territory, if I'm thinking ahead of time about how do I position myself in that chair so that the energy is flowing through my spine, and what's that saying to my audience, even before I speak a word, how does how I hold my body, how I'm aware of my spine and my energy and my feet on the ground, what is that saying to my audience? It's part of speaking up and speaking out, is being aware of all of the messages that we're sending. The next question that you can ask yourself, which is really key, is what am I aware of in terms of my breathing? And I want to encourage you to be extravagant with your breath. And what I mean by that is so many of us are in the fast-paced world, and we feel like we have incredible amounts of demands, and there's more on our plate than there is time to do it. And we often end up depleted because we're running so fast. So when we're speaking with an audience of one in a conversation, or two, or three, or 10, or 100, when we're speaking, and our message is important to us, if we are extravagant with our breath, if we are generous with the pauses that we give ourselves, it allows us to be really clear with what we want to say in the very next sentence, with the very next breath. And it's an act of generosity to give a pause for our audience, for them to digest what we're saying, for them to connect with what we're saying. Anytime we're speaking, the ideas are landing in our audience's mind and the listener's mind, and they're having their own connections, their own ideas, their own assumptions, and giving them space to take that in, to digest it, to hear it before we offer them the next tasty morsel is incredibly important. There are other questions in terms of delivery regarding the energy that we put into our voice, our facial expressions, our gestures, and our intention. So I want to address those and then come back to this idea of the breath. Our voice rides on our breath. So the idea that we are generous with our breath, that we are extravagant with our breath, is that we're giving full energy to our voice by taking big, full breaths and giving ourselves pauses. And also when we're speaking, we want to be asking questions. Are my words decisive, crisp, and clear? Are they spoken with conviction? And with the gestures and facial expressions, is my body alive? And is my face and are my gestures congruent with my words? And all of these elements of delivery that I'm talking about, how we walk, how we stand, how we speak, how we breathe, all of these are connected and driven by our intention. So for the entire conversation or presentation, section by section, idea by idea, we want to be clear on the questions. What do I want my audience or my listener, the person or the people that I'm speaking to, what do I want my audience to feel, say, and do? The question is not, what do I want them to know? It's not about informing them, right? If our intention is to inform, we are not going to inspire our audience to take action. We're all drowning in information. What we hunger for is insight and inspiration, for energy and encouragement. When I work one-on-one with my clients, we spend a good deal of time focusing on identifying the primary intention for a presentation. And then section by section, asking what are the action verbs that are going to drive that. You can even write them in the margin that will help you to get there, to help you connect. Maybe you need to challenge them or to shake them up. Maybe you need to dismiss some concern that people have that's taking us off track. Maybe you want to clarify your message. Maybe you need to paint a vivid picture, or you're going to advocate for a strong position. You might warn people of the dangers of continuing to pursue a particular path. You might need to reassure them that they are on the right path or that they have what they need. How we deliver our message is as vital as what we have to say and why. And clarifying your intentions by asking, what do I want my audience to feel, say, and do, will help deliver your message in a way that inspires your audience to take action. So in terms of this idea of being extravagant with our breath, I want to give you the tool and the power practice of two breaths. So when you get to the end of any thought or section of what you are advocating for and what you're sharing with your audience to influence and inspire them, if you give yourself the space to take two full breaths, and what I mean by that is one full inhale and one full exhale in silence, the second breath, it's with that breath that you begin to speak the next idea that you want to share. And it's challenging for us to slow down in this way at times. But as I said, it's an act of generosity to give our audience space to digest what we've just said. And it's an act of clarity for us to give ourselves that space to choose our words so that they are delicious and tasty and meaningful and connect. So I invite you to utilize, even right now, two breaths, an inhale in silence, the exhale, and the next inhale for you to speak your truth. Whatever that may be, when we know that, when we know the important words that we want to share, when we know what is vital for us to say, and when we decide to make a difference, we can walk into any room and onto any stage with clarity, courage, and conviction. And when we do that, we can change the world. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you for your commitment to your own power and increasing your own power to connect and uplift others. I want to thank everyone at Emerging Women for creating this incredible forum and space. And I want to leave you with parting words of my father's that he would often share with me at the end of our conversations. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Thank you.